Afri Art Fashion Show. Bernadine Namala Loretta's handcrafted garments that spark joy. Article Views, 4. Bernadine Namala Loretta tells of how working with crochet had always been her fascination since she was a child. This passion of hers was reignited by the unexpected pause in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Her work contract had expired and she had to stay home. With no job and a lot of time on her hands, she rediscovered her concealed talent and therefore transforming idle hours into a blossoming passion. I was home, alone and not employed, and I dared to pick up my crochet skills. I barely knew this would lead me to eventually opening up my own business, she narrates. Bernadine Namala. Bernadine later founded her crochet business Little Three Crochets, a venture driven by her innate creativity coupled by her desire to share the beauty of handcrafted garments. Her journey is fueled by a deep love for color, texture, and the transformative power of fashion. A passion that was sparked by the quiet solitude of the COVID-19 pandemic has blossomed into a thriving crochet design business. The 2022 Afri Art Fashion Show proved a very defining opportunity as she was chanced to take part in it. Bernadine's desire was ignited to deepen her understanding of fashion as she witnessed the artistry and innovation of other designers, particularly those that worked with Ankara Fabric. This inspiration led her on a 2-year journey pursuing a diploma in fashion at Tessie Fashion School, Uganda, where she was able to expand her technical skills and broaden her creative horizon. After participating in my first Afri Art Fashion Show in 2022, I was highly inspired by other designers who were designing with fabrics, especially the Ankara, she explains. This motivated me to look into a career in fashion and design, hence my decision to study a diploma in this particular field. Bernadine further sharpened her skills through an internship training opportunity she undertook with Senkulu House of Fashion upon completing her diploma. She immersed herself in the practical aspects of the industry, thereby gaining invaluable experience. The commitment she exhibits towards continuous learning underscores her dedication to mastering her craft and building a sustainable business. Bernadine's most recent collection defines her signature style, a colorful and vibrant granny square sweater. This striking garment has become a favorite among her clients as it embodies her ability to create pieces that are both visually stunning and deeply personal, as well as her love for color. It incorporates lots of color, and I personally enjoy working on it as I'm a person of color, she states, beaming with confidence. The sweater's popularity highlights her talent for creating designs that resonate with her audience and celebrate the beauty of diversity in Uganda's fashion industry. Decency and comfort are priority in her designs, and this she does by ensuring her creations empower clients to feel confident and beautiful. She also places a strong emphasis on the delivery process by ensuring each piece arrives in perfect condition through effective and attractive packaging. I am cautious about what I put out there as a designer, she emphasizes. My heartbeat is decency and comfort for my clients. A lot of caution is taken as well in the delivery process to ensure that items reach in exactly the same state in which they were produced. Bernadine is committed to giving back to the community, and one of such endeavors is exhibited in a Christmas offer she put out inviting her community to participate in a quiz to win prizes. Although the participation was very limited, this was an experience that sparked valuable insights into effective outreach and marketing strategies. I was disappointed the outreach didn't work out so well, as I had a limited number of people participating than what I initially anticipated number, she states. When asked about her plans for the future, Bernadine says she is excited about the growing appreciation for style and individuality in Uganda. She hopes to inspire her community to embrace fashion as a form of self-expression and to recognize the talent and creativity within their own borders. My greatest excitement is seeing people embrace style and acknowledge its role in exhibiting one's personality, she exclaims. I also want people to recognize that Uganda has what it takes to meet their fashion needs without necessarily having to import them. The industry is quite competitive in Uganda, and I feel we are faring well as a country, she observes. Bernadine believes it's necessary to continuously create awareness for the products produced by creatives like her, and also always strive to paint a clear image of the problem being solved by such ideas. She believes that continuous innovation and effective communication are key to building a thriving creative ecosystem. Bernadine employs the strategy of watermarking her product images before sharing them on social media, a simple and effective strategy in this digital age. This she does to protect her original designs. In this way, she protects her work from being duplicated by others for their own gain.